Item number three, consideration to approve a 2.25% pay increase for all non-union City of Macomb employees, firefighters, union personnel, and the Teamsters union personnel effective May 1st, 2012. In your packet is a memo from the city administrator and a recommendation from the personnel committee. Dean, did you want to elaborate any more?
Really have nothing to add there, Mayor. I think you pretty much said it all.
Okay, very good. Anyone from the personnel committee?
Nope, I think it's been covered. I would move to authorize.
Very good.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to authorize. Alderman Moon.
I have a question. In the memo, says the city's matrix pay will be adjusted accordingly, but that's not in the what we're voting on tonight, if I read it correctly.
Well, it's true, but it's part and parcel of our entire pay system, Alderman.
No, I understand that, and we've had many discussions about it, but it's not what we're voting on tonight, if I read it correctly. And if it was included, I wouldn't vote for it.
Well,
we have some philosophical differences on if the matrix has to be adjusted.
Okay, so that's something the council needs to deal with then, because the matrix has to be adjusted.
In your opinion?
Well, no, that's just the way it is.
No, that's your opinion. My opinion, it doesn't have to be adjusted.
Well, the entire pay system doesn't work unless the matrix
is
adjusted.
Yes, it does.
So I don't know how you want to handle that, but it's the way it is.
I just want to make clear what we're voting on tonight.
Okay. Alderman Lobdell.
Well, we have bannered around this issue on several occasions, and I am in agreement with Alderman Moon on the fact that you can decouple from that system. But the council needs to make that determination. I think you lose your advantages in employee turnover if you are constantly adjusting the scale. There's no way to really recapture the benefits of a new employee. Our proposal, when we initially discussed this, was to reevaluate the matrix system based on our market on a periodic basis of every 3 to 5 years, so that you could readjust the matrix then. By doing it the way that Dean is proposing, you are potentially inflating the job classes beyond what the market dictates elsewhere in the community. So I do agree with Alderman Moon that you can separate the two. I've had a lot of conversations with Dean on this. I for one, will capitulate to his desire as our city administrator, but I think it gives us a problem if you look 20 years down the road. I don't think it's a smart way to go.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Cook?
No.
Dorsett?
Aye.
Lobdell?
Aye.
Hinderleiter?
Aye.
Wynn?
No.
Moon?
I want it clear. Are we voting on the matrix or not?
The motion was to approve as stated.
As what's in our packet. Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Gilbert?
Aye.
7-2.
Motion carried. Thank you.